big ears.
Your ears are so big, they're big enough to fly. I've always looked at them and wondered why. They seem to be pushed out from your head, and when it's cold, they turn candy apple red.
Yes, they're big, I won't deny they are. I can hear near, midfield, and even afar. They're big enough to hear everything you say, but not so big that I can fly away. There's a reason for big ears, my son. Can't you see? It's so I can hear better when you're talking to me. Slow down, don't run. We're exchanging words now, father and son. Me sharing my thoughts with you is how it should be, and you sharing your thoughts with me.
Wow, your nose is so large, it's bulbous and round. It runs interference when you're staring down. It must be a burden to smell all them strong smells that you do, a blooming rose, the mist off the sea, or a can full of garbage, P.U.
Well, son, I rather like my nose. It gives my face proportion as my profile goes. About my smell, yes, I am a blessed man. I can smell out my child wherever I stand. You smell like innocence, confusion and such. I know it's hard to be young and in such a rush. Let your senses be a part of who you are. They'll define you and guide you as you reach for the stars.
What's up with your eyes? They look this way and that. There's no way in the world you can see me. You seem blind as a bat. And if you do, the picture you see just can't be right, unless I'm there, right in your direct line of sight.
My eyes are perfect. I use them every day. They are the windows of my world. They are the windows of my mind. My eyes bring me the vision of my family, my children, my wife. My sight has brought me clearly to define. My life has been good. My life is just fine.
Dad, you're the best-looking man I've ever seen. You look a lot like me. I look a lot like you. If you look in the mirror, you couldn't distinguish us two. You're my father and I'm your son. I love you, Dad, even though you are a funny-looking one.